Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, March 13th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Quest aircraft aren't well known yet, but it could be the buzz for missionary aviation soon. Quest has designed a new aircraft called the Kodiak, a 10-seater, single-engine turboprop that can fly more cargo and people and won't cost as much. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says they're buying 8 of them.
The Cessna has been the backbone of our fleet for 40 years. One of the primary things that we're seeing changing, the fuel that they use is less and less available in the underdeveloped parts of the world, and that, of course, you know, is where God has called us to serve.
Since the Kodiak uses cheaper jet fuel, $9 to $14 a gallon fuel bills will end. Elsewhere, World Vision took clean water last week to 25,000 people displaced by fierce fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. There are plans in the works to rehabilitate 5 springs and cap 15 new springs in the area. They'll also provide survival kits to 3,900 families. Many of these people fled their homes in December when conflict erupted between area militias and the newly integrated army. A humanitarian group, World Vision teams minister by sharing a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. And Hope International was founded by a man who understood that there was a potential for builders to develop resources for growing God's kingdom. Since then, various builders began sharing that vision. One such man is Perry Bigelow. Of their current project, he says,
proceeds from that house will be about $225,000. And those proceeds will be used to help Hope establish and fund a program in Sri Lanka to help small businesses and people who have been devastated.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Mission Network News offers MP3 versions of our 4.5, 2, and 1-minute radio broadcasts. Download them for your MP3 player today, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.